You're listening to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Tomorrow is the Jewish celebration of Rosh Hashanah, or the Jewish New Year. The High Holy Days in the fall typically bring more members of the faith to their synagogue than any other time of year. But because of the pandemic, the traditional blowing of the shofar will be, in many cases, virtual, or at least muted. We're joined now by two Illinois rabbis. I'd like to welcome back Rabbi Bina Wing, who's been rabbi of Temple Beth El in Rockford since 2002. Rabbi Wing, welcome back to the 21st.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be back.
And I'd also like to welcome back Rabbi Ari Neve, or Rabbi Ari as he goes by. He's senior Jewish educator at the Illini Hillel Cohen Center for Jewish Life at the University of Illinois. Rabbi Ari, thank you for joining us as well.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
And if you have questions for our guests, or maybe you have special plans for celebrating the High Holy Days at a distance this year, you can join the conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. So, Rabbi Wing, I want to begin with you. For our listeners who might be unfamiliar, what is the significance of Rosh Hashanah tomorrow and later Yom Kippur for members of the Jewish faith?
Right. So so Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year, as you said, and it really begins a 10-day period, which culminates in the Day of Atonement. And it's a time of reflection. It's really in some ways a mile marker in the year where we think about, you know, what have we done in the past year? What are we proud of? What are we less proud of? What do we feel like we need to work on? And Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year, brings people in and sort of begins that process. It's not exactly a New Year like we celebrate on December 31st. It's a little bit more somber, but still we're joyful to be together and celebrating the renewal of the world.
So, Rabbi Ari, how have you observed the High Holy Days in the past, and you know what goes into that, and how is it going to be different this year because of the pandemic?
Well, so on campus, what we've been doing for the past few years is we've been offering an array of different services that are available to students and community members alike. And that's all been at our space on campus at Hillel. And that goes for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the fall holidays that follow right after Yom Kippur, like Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah. And what we're doing this year is not that different in scope, in as much as we're still providing those service options for students and community members alike, but we're offering up a sort of hybrid opportunity of virtual services and in-person, appropriately socially distanced, and outdoor services as well. So, you know, the resources are still available. Hopefully the ruach, the kind of spirit of the holiday, will still be there. And what I can say actually this year in particular is that it's offered the opportunity to really bring in a wider array of student voices to help plan these and coordinate these services. And I've been just wowed by what they've been working on with me. And I just want to brag on them really every day.
So Rabbi Wing, I imagine, particularly for the older members of your community at Temple Beth El, that this is a difficult time, right? How are you incorporating them into the High Holy Days, making sure that they feel that spirit that Rabbi Ari was just talking about?
Well, we are live streaming our services, and in many ways, for our older population, they appreciate that they have the ability to attend services even virtually. Many of them are not yet even really comfortable going out of their homes or really trying to minimize the amount of time that they're out. So I think that they really feel that. We've also done, you know, some outreach with emails and Zoom conversations, and, you know, just sort of extensive information so that they have as much information as they possibly could have for how to do this, how to log on, how to tune into it. In addition to the live stream, one of the things we're doing to emphasize the personal relationship is that we're having kind of a get together after a fellowship hour. We call it an oneg in our tradition, which means joy. And we're having that via Zoom after the service on Erev Rosh Hashanah, on the evening of Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. So Rabbi Ari, this is an unprecedented time. It's an unprecedented year for at least many of us of a certain age. I wonder, what are you reflecting on as rabbi, as the Jewish New Year approaches? And what is going to be your message this year?
Oy. I mean, I think it's really just that. It's oy. But aside from that, it's, you know, I think it's understanding the beauty and the importance of the traditions and rituals that we have and that we've had for over the last many thousands of years. And that those rituals and those traditions and the community that builds around them, those survive pandemics, they survive quarantine, they survive everything. And that we still find meaning in that, no matter, or in spite of, or really because of the what seems like insurmountable chaos that surrounds us. And I think that the more that we remind ourselves that, especially now, and especially when there is that much chaos around us, I think the more meaning we find in that. And that's something that I try to remind my students. And frankly, it's something that I try to remind myself. You know, this is, as Bina can also, I'm sure, attest, this is a challenging time for us as spiritual leaders to make sure that we find in ourselves that sort of motivation to help guide our communities, whatever they look like and wherever they are. Yeah. So I think it's that these rituals and traditions survive and thrive for a reason. And it's up to us in the community to make sure that we find that reason and that we share it and we continue to pass it along. That and get out the vote as much as possible. That, that this election coming up is absolutely vital, and everybody's voice in it is vital as well.
And Rabbi Wing, what about you? What are you reflecting on as this new year approaches, and what is going to be your message?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of what Rabbi Ari said as well holds true, just that that our tradition has been around for a very long time, and we've had Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in challenging times before, and that's really what's long lasting. And in addition, I think at least part of my messages are going to be about compassion and having compassion for ourselves and others, and realizing that it is a hard time, but that we're not alone and that we're with each other.
So is there...
I'll second that.
Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's exactly that. I think it's also reminding the community that it's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to be overwhelmed by everything that's going on right now. And that the more that we rely on each other as a community, I think the more that burden will hopefully be shared. That's the key to our community, really.
Yeah. It's okay to not be okay and find your community to share the burden. Good messages, I think, for all of us at this time of year. Rabbi Bina Wing is rabbi of Temple Beth El in Rockford. We've also been speaking with Rabbi Ari Neve of the Cohen Center for Jewish Life, the Illini Hillel at the University of Illinois. Rabbi Ari, Rabbi Wing, thank you so much for speaking with us today on the 21st.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Shana Tova, as we say.
Happy New Year to you as well. And that is all the time we have for this week, not just today, but this week. And before we go, I want to just take a moment to talk about how our show comes together. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild, but in those words means tons of reading, phone calls, booking guests. Eunice Alpasan is our engagement producer, and she is the one who sends the text messages to our Text the 21st group, which you can find out how to join at our website at 21stshow.org. Our interns are Zainab Qureshi, Chantal Vaca, and Brielle Skullark. They help coordinate the guests, they're working on segments of their own, and we are glad to have them on board with us. Technical direction and engineering for the program comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. They're the ones who make sure our voices get out to all of you listening. Reginald Hardwick provides guidance as our news director. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk to you next week.